I'm Tom Campbell, and this is My Spin.
When lawmakers return to Raleigh May 18th for the short session, they'll be greeted by good news. The Fiscal Research Division of the legislature projects that by June 30th, the end of the state's fiscal year, the state will collect some $4.2 billion more than was forecast in this year's budget. Now, when Democrats ran the assembly, this news would signal they had money to spend, and they would predictably set about figuring out where to appropriate more. Republicans now in charge, just as predictably, will pontificate this is prima facie evidence that taxes are too high and go about cutting more of them. Besides, they will reason, with inflation soaring to 8%, they can help more people by easing their tax burdens. North Carolina lawmakers wouldn't be alone in contracting tax cut fever. Other states are considering similar actions. But both the Democrats' and Republicans' responses are wrong. Spending just because you have money is bad policy, often resulting in frequent boom and bust cycles for budget years. However, cutting taxes would be the worst move lawmakers could make. Let's examine four reasons we have this surplus. First, the coronavirus created a pent-up demand. Consumers found shortages in many items and often bought more than needed to ensure they wouldn't go without. The government artificially stimulated the economy to ameliorate anxiety, reduce the loss of income, and hopefully prevent a major recession. The bottom line is that even with manufacturers running at full production, buying has outpaced production. We've seen a stronger than anticipated economic rebound. Now, these factors, coupled with worker shortages, has resulted in inflation at 40-year highs. Cutting taxes will only stimulate more spending and exacerbate inflation and a potential recession. What would be a wise course of action? Agree with her politics or don't, but Senator Elizabeth Warren reveals wisdom in her book, All You're Worth. She calls it the 50-30-20 plan. And while it's primarily aimed at individuals, it also makes sense for government. Warren suggests dividing up your income and allocating 50% on needs, 30% on wants, and 20% in savings. Let's begin with the savings. Using Warren's model, 20% of our budget should be in reserves. Last November's budget law pegged state government spending for the fiscal year beginning in July at $27 billion. Applying the 20%, we should maintain $5.4 billion in savings. Now, the best information I've obtained indicates our current rainy day and other savings are $4.25 billion. Therefore, $1.15 billion of this year's anticipated surplus should be added to our reserves. That leaves $3.05 billion in a balance. This is one-time money, meaning it occurs this year but can't be counted on in future years. Budget prudence dictates not to appropriate one-time monies on continuing budget items. However, our state has pent-up demands, and we would advocate some wise investments, even if they are recurring. For starters, let's bite the bullet and fund Medicaid expansion. Added some 100,000 qualified recipients to the plan. 38 other states have done so, and there's little chance either the expansion will be defunded or the state's 10% cost match will be increased. Now, we understand Senate President Pro Tem Phil Berger might be willing to go along with this expansion if coupled with the elimination of Certificate of Need laws, which needs doing, and expanding the scope of authority for nurse practitioners, physician assistants, and other care providers, which is likely to happen anyway. Bottom line, Medicaid expansion will add an extra $500 million a year in cost, but will generate other huge benefits. A healthier NC benefits us all. Next, fund the balance of the Leandro Settlement Plan, which is calculated to cost some $785 million a year. Let's end all the court cases and constant bickering, instead spending our energies on improving education outcomes for our school children. Now, spending alone won't improve outcomes, but starving our schools won't do it either. State employees received pay increases in last year's budget, but not enough to account for many years when they got nothing. It's sure government won't work efficiently or with too few or underqualified staff. We've talked for years about a professional compensation strategy. Let's do it now. Finally, let's spend on infrastructure, especially our roads. Major economic expansions have been announced for our state, and more are coming. Our road system needs help. Further, we must add mass transit in rapidly growing urban areas. No, transit won't pay for itself, but we subsidize plenty of other services. If the only criteria for government spending is that it must pay for itself, we'd shut down schools, law enforcement, fire protection, health care, parks, and other services people expect from their state. The above are wise investments for a growing state, and we hope our legislature will stay focused and not venture into subject areas like abortion, education theories, or issues likely to see a gubernatorial veto. These would only cause frustration, take time, and cost taxpayers more money. Lawmakers, get the job done and adjourn to spend July 4th back home with your families. We all want the best state of any, a state we can be proud to say is our home.